Hello, thank you for calling customer support and remaining on the line. My name is Ashley. I'm a supervisor in our fraud department. Team, I have the pleasure of speaking with today.
Vincent Lips.
Hi, sir. I'm working to pull up the information that was just transferred to me. While I'm doing so, may I ask you to confirm the address you had just done for the other agent?
8447 Indian Ford Road, Milton, Florida, 32570.
Okay, I appreciate your patience, having everything fully loaded here, Mr. Lips. It's pulling up where on April 27th, there was an online customer support survey completed, leading to a sweepstakes. It was a chance to enter and win a Dyson V11 vacuum. And you don't recall doing this?
No, ma'am, I absolutely didn't do it. And I surely never give my credit card number over the phone.
This isn't ordered by speaking with anybody. It would have been placed online.
I wouldn't have done that either. I don't even go into anything. My voicemails, my phone calls, and my messages.
Right. Okay. Do you think it's possible anybody? Do you think this is possible to have been done by anybody else in your household, maybe spouse, children, grandchildren?
No, my children and grandchildren are raised and gone, and my wife is the one who brought this to my attention.
Oh, understood. All right, I appreciate you sharing that information. There was an email entered for this order when it was completed of andrea.lips1959@gmail.com.
That's absolutely my email.
Okay. Let me see. There was also a phone number used when the order had been created. The phone number that was used was 850-393-0191.
Yes, ma'am. That's absolutely my phone number.
Is that okay? Let's see. I see that that address you had confirmed was used for both billing and shipping. And of course, you're calling in reference to the 5989 billing on this date.
Correct.
So you wouldn't recall doing any type of, do you normally do like customer support surveys?
No, ma'am.
No?
Absolutely do not. Like I said, I don't even know how to get into any of that stuff.
Okay. Because all this information does seem to be lining up to you or possibly somebody else in your household. Now, to explain what we do here in fraud, we do complete a full investigation. We would work along with your and our local law enforcement to provide the IP address, which is linked to the electronic device that would have placed the order, say phone, tablet, or computer. And the owner of that device would receive notification we've started fraud proceedings. So we just have to ensure it doesn't lead back to you or anybody else you would know.
No, ma'am. Nobody uses my phone but myself. My wife was getting ready to pay my credit card bill, and she seen it and brought it to my attention.
All right. Let me take a look at one more thing for you. All right. So this investigation, it'll be completed within the next 24 hours or so. If you're wanting me to proceed, the credit would be pending upon the investigation. Would you want me to have this filed as fraud for you?
Yes, please.
All right, happy to do so. Allow me a moment to have everything notated and situated for you, and I'll provide a confirmation number.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, sir, I appreciate your patience. I have everything filed on the account for you. At the very maximum, it would be 3 to 5 business days for the return. I have your confirmation number when you're ready.
1 second.
All right.
Okay.
All right, the number would be 7185-844-190.
Okay. I'll wait to hear back from y'all before I contact my bank.
All right. Well, we wouldn't be reaching back out. We typically don't call customers out. But if you have any questions or concerns outside of the fifth business day on the 5989, you could give us a call back in reference to the confirmation number I've just provided you, okay?
Yes, ma'am. I'll just wait the 3 to 5 days. If it's still on here, then I'll contact my bank.
Understood. I appreciate you calling customer support. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too, ma'am.